Proclamation number 7442, dated the October 31st, 1959. Forgiveness of sin through Jesus Christ. All of you can procure my forgiveness of your sins if only you sincerely desire it and take your path to me in Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for all your sins. I carried an immense burden of sin to the cross, for I carried the sins of the whole human race, past, present and future. It consisted of humanity's original sin as well as all sins every individual person has committed on earth. I shouldered all guilt and walked with it to the cross. And regardless of how severe a sin is, I took it upon myself because I wanted to redeem you from your every guilt. I wanted to restore your purity of heart, which alone enables you to approach me again and allows you to behold me face to face. I wanted to cleanse you all of your guilt. I wanted to pay penance for all the sins which weighed you down and kept you irrevocably separate from me, because I cannot unite myself with sin. For this reason I redeemed all guilt through my act of salvation, but I require every person's own will to become redeemed. Consequently, every human being must recognize his guilt of sin, which keeps him far removed from me, and he must appeal to me for forgiveness of his guilt. For without his own admission of his guilt and the plea for forgiveness, he will not acknowledge the sacrifice on the cross by the man Jesus, and his guilt of sin cannot be forgiven. Hence you must want to become redeemed, and with this will come to me in Jesus Christ and appeal to me for your deliverance. Then you will be free from all guilt, from weakness and the bondage in which my adversary has kept you for an infinitely long time. You will be free from darkness, for the light of Christ will illuminate you, love will be kindled in you and flare up into a bright flame, for the one who lacks all love has no more control over you, and the one who is love itself has come to you and lets his light shine into your hearts because they have become pure. Because Jesus Christ has atoned for the sin and your heart has become God's temple as soon as you live in love. And once you are redeemed from all guilt through Jesus Christ, you will also live a life of love according to his will, and I can take abode in your hearts, which you have prepared as a temple for me through love. But first you must inevitably have attained and received the remission of your sins. The sincere desire for it will also guarantee complete forgiveness, for Jesus Christ hears every cry rising to him from a heart burdened by guilt. I hear you and gladly comply with your desire. I remove your sin and draw you to my heart, because you now belong to the redeemed for whom I shed my blood on earth. I only require your admission of guilt, and that is not difficult. For you all know that you are weak and wretched creatures which still live in slavery and spiritual darkness as long as they don't find salvation through the love of Jesus Christ, in whom I embedded myself on earth. Jesus, the man, so loved his fellow human beings that he wanted to sacrifice himself for the sins of every human being. He wanted to redeem the sins in order to open the path to the Father again, who dwelled in him. His love was so great that he wanted to help every person attain beatitude, which can only be found with the Father, and his love made him take upon himself the bitterest suffering and dying in order to atone for the guilt which had created an insurmountable gulf between myself and the beings, and which had to be bridged first. And this was done by Jesus Christ through the act of salvation and his immeasurable love. He established the connection between the human race and myself. He helped them to reach the Father and shed his blood on the cross for all sins, so that all people can become blessed. Therefore you should sincerely desire to be released from your guilt of sin, recognize and admit your guilt, carry it to the cross and call upon the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ for forgiveness. and you'll be able to enter the kingdom of light in a purified state when your life on earth is over. You will walk the path to me, to the Father, which Jesus Christ walked ahead of you, which was started by his love and which must be taken by everyone who wants to become blissfully happy. Amen.